Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1187. Does having healthcare make you healthier? By Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And usually with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Does having healthcare make you healthier? By Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. Consider an opening thought. Does having car insurance make you a better driver? I've read through countless corporate health and wellness reports that boast unique wellness solutions or the ability to meet the demands of today's health landscape. I found it both highly disappointing and discouraging that neither the words fitness or exercise nor nutrition were mentioned once. Why do employers think providing healthcare coverage is making their employees healthier? Healthcare provided to employees in demanding, high-stress corporate environments is akin to putting a knife in someone's hands and standing ready to give out subsidized Band-Aids. Donuts and bagels are served for breakfast meetings. Pizza is served for lunch meetings, and for dinner if you're lucky. Celebrations are alcohol-infused. Social support for healthy habits is non-existent. On top of it all, our working population is sedentary. Sitting is the new smoking, which happens all day long. Gym subsidies, fitness incentives, and healthy food options are fringe benefits. The very nature of the term is disincentivizing and certainly not prioritized where it should be. Let's consider some common wellness programs. The Employee Assistance Program, or EAP, biometric screening, health risk questionnaires, body mass index, tobacco cessation. Okay, good start. You decide, let's say, to participate in your company's programs. Step 1, complete. Now, the results come back. You're notified that your body mass index is high. You're overweight and an at-risk candidate deemed by the health questionnaire. But now what? Step 2, not complete. Unfortunately, we're set up to fail. Why? Because there is no follow-up, no additional help available. No roadmap to make sustainable, healthy changes. I still don't understand handing over the keys to the kingdom without first teaching how to rule it. Your health is complicated, even with the right tools. Without the understanding of how to use, measure, and adapt these tools, like the health questionnaire, your body mass index, biomarkers, etc., you are lost. My guess is your office does not have a nutritionist, a personal trainer, or a wellness practitioner on site. Maybe they contribute to a wellness package, but have never facilitated the process. Maybe a coach or trainer comes in once a month. Do you feel like that's enough? We live in a reactive world and have reactive healthcare. How about we change to a proactive system and address issues before they even start? The return on investment from dollars spent on wellness for future healthcare savings, depending on the metric, is roughly 3 to 6 times. Want to increase the participation rate in your firm's health offerings? Create incentives. Studies show they nearly double the participation rate. Try a platform like StrideKick.com to create intra-office competitions and reward participants. Sign up for local races, like a 5K. Host weekly yoga classes geared towards the desk-bound worker. Or cater healthy food cooked by a nutritionist that can offer advice while you eat. No matter the cost of healthcare, it'd sure be nice not to need it as much. One way to decrease future expenses for yourself, independent of your employer, is to start addressing all areas of health in your life. This includes both physical and mental pieces to the puzzle. See if your office will help you with the following. 1. Change the way your health is managed and measured. Something people don't often consider is that your doctors work for you. You are paying them for a service, which you are requesting. Create a holistic team of doctors. Your dentist should be speaking to your general practitioner, who should be in touch with your exercise specialist. Your health is a circle. Any break in the chain can cause ripple effects with long-term consequences. 2. Get your nutrition under control. We never really had much proper education around nutrition practices, yet it may be the single largest contributor to good or bad health. Food is either medicine or it is poison. A good suggestion is to go see a credentialed nutritionist who can help incorporate lifestyle factors into your diet. 3. Get your physical training under control. Whether you played sports in high school or college, go to the gym once a week, or have never picked up a weight, it's a good idea to receive some direction in this area. A good trainer will integrate your lifestyle needs, your wishes, and constraints to build something that works for you. The goal here is to make life easier, whether that means putting your kid in the car, getting your carry-on into the overhead bin, or playing a round of golf without back pain. Your training should reflect your activity needs and be focused on longevity. There is so much good education out there to help you begin asking the right questions. Speak up. Be a leader. Ask for help. Leaders do not have to hold a title in the office. Lead by example. True leadership is getting people to listen, to get them motivated, and to inspire. Take charge and create healthy change at your workplace, right now. You just listened to the post titled, "Does Having Healthcare Make You Healthier?" by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Did you catch early on the connection to yesterday's episode? Today's author, Jason, alluded to sitting as the new smoking, which is what we discussed yesterday. But Jason also discussed things that I'm super passionate about. In fact, in a previous life, before I was full-time faculty and long before this podcast was a twinkle in my eye, I worked in occupational wellness. My job duties were basically what Jason was talking about. I would help company employees feel their best by providing nutrition counseling and creating health education programs designed to help them move more and eat more nutritious foods and help them manage their stress. departments within the company would ask me to come speak to their employees during their lunch breaks. And to entice employees to attend, these departments would often order pizza and serve soda. Or if it was a morning presentation, donuts and juice. It never failed. I mean, picture this scene. I would be up in front of a room full of people talking about the importance of movement and proper nutrition. And I was the only one standing and moving, my audience sitting there not moving, while eating pizza or donuts. This was completely backwards. So I had to find a way to change the culture. I had to meet with the heads of these departments and talk about how I wanted these meetings to run going forward. Through these sessions, I needed to show employees how small changes could be implemented right now while they're at work. The meetings eventually became a model for implementing healthy behaviors while at work. At the beginning of these meetings, I had participants stand and perform some easy but effective exercises. Foods were still served, but they were nutritious and, of course, tasty. Sodas and juice were replaced with flavored waters. Instead of me telling them what to do, the session became interactive. The audience told me how they could incorporate these healthier behaviors into their workday, or, as Jason mentioned, how they could begin taking control over their own health, and how I could lead by example. Now, you may not be going into work these days because of the pandemic, so maybe it's time to re-examine how you work while at home. How can you create a healthier culture, a healthier environment within your own home? But if you are still showing up to work, maybe now's the time to, as Jason said, lead by example. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.